This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, braveness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And in today's lesson, we are talking about the braveness of Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam. No personality was braver. No personality was determined and more valiant than the personality of Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Al-Imam Hussein is seen throughout all the stages of the history of humanity because his eminence on the day of Karbala was in such a position that the intellects are perplexed and minds are bewildered at it. All the minds were bewildered, all people were surprised of how this particular eminent, this particular Imam was. Imam Hussein had a very surprising position in the land of Karbala. The generations venerate his memory and regard his bravery with absolute astonishment. Everyone was astonished about his personality at the time, and people have considered his valor higher to that of the well-known valor of his father. He was braver than his father was. He's considered to be braver than his father was, considering and looking at the fight that he took, looking at the stand that he took in the land of Karbala. People could easily consider that he was much braver than his father was at the time, because his father faced so many battles, of course, with braveness and everything, but not a battle resembles the battle of Karbala. So his cowardly enemies were shocked by the strength of his determination and the aim, because the Imam did not stay back. He had that type of valor, the type of braveness that everybody never really understood. Everybody was shocked, including the enemies. They were so much shocked with his braveness. And this is one of the very main important traits that we learn from the life of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. We're talking about the braveness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. In today's topic, the braveness of Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam really is something for us to reflect. When we look upon the happening of Karbala, the fight of Karbala, we realize that he was such a personality that stood braver every time when he was in front of his enemy. His cowardly enemies were definitely shocked by the strength of this particular personality, his determination, Al-Imam Hussein's determination and aim, because the Imam never stepped back due to the continuous horrible strikes that befell him, one after the other. They were fighting him, sending every type of weapon against him, but he never stood back. And the more the difficulties increased and the calamities intensified, the more steadfast he became and the more his face shone. And, you know, when all his followers and his Ahlul Bayt were martyred, all the armies consisting of 30,000 mercenaries, according to some reports, surrounded the Imam alayhi salam from all sides. But you see, the Imam, though the lone survivor, attacked the hordes with ferocity of a wolf attacking a herd of goats, and the enemies despaired in fear and trepidation, they were fleeing in front of him in all directions, and he was like a firm mountain, and he faced the swords from all sides in such a manner that there was no sort of laxity on his part. He did not care for death with all his bravery. Sayyid Haider says, when he alone, Al-Imam Hussein, faced a particular group, all groups were terrified before him. His spear was on his fingertips as if they had made their swords for that same purpose. The sword was married to the self, and its door was death, and its henna, the dust and soil of the battlefield. Thank you so much for listening. Till next episode, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence.